check out the latest On with Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our coverage of NASCAR. Look at they're clapping for us already, Paula.
Already, we just got here.
Wow, we just sat down. We are here at the NASCAR Summit here in beautiful Nashville, and look who is in the studio lounge. Fola Abiola Banjak.
Yes,
did I get it right?
You got it right on the first try.
You are with CLA. Is that Clifton Larson and Allen?
That's right.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's right,
cool.
That's right.
And you are here today. You're going to get up on stage here in about a half hour, 45
yes.
minutes, talking
yes.
about fraud. And the title is A Conversation About Fraud,
yes.
which is probably top of mind for any credit union CEO or anybody. Well, I think anybody for that matter.
That's right.
Because we're all affected
right.
by it.
Absolutely.
So give us a quick summary on your talk today.
Well, super excited to be here. I am a principal at Clifton Larson Allen and a strategic leader for our valuation, forensic litigation, and investigations practice.
That's a big business card.
It is. VFLY is the short, but we're really excited here because we've been noticing some forensic trends specifically that have been impacting the credit union mm-hmm. space, and I've had the real pleasure to be able to come alongside a lot of our credit union clients and even some new clients to really help them work through some of the things that they're seeing. So that's what I'm going to be talking, some of the trends, C-suite, how they can get involved, give them some things that I think could really be impactful to go back to their credit unions
mm-hmm.
to get them
mm-hmm.
all ready to be able to kind of see where the softnesses are in their internal controls and see when they can reach out to me to come support them and help
them out.
All right,
yeah, we like that. And it's always when we're talking fraud, it's always the path of least resistance that a lot of the fraudsters are going after,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is. But you know, I say, this is what I always tell folks. If you feel something or smell something, you need to reach out and say something. These types of engagements, or I would say when they reach out to us, the hardest part is how long sometimes they've sat on it and they haven't
yeah.
really moved.
Yeah.
So really and truly, it's better to get us in there sooner than later.
Immediacy is key for sure.
Absolutely.
So you mentioned trends. So can you share, I don't want to steal all your thunder from
yeah.
your talk today, but can you share maybe a couple trends
yeah.
that we should be looking out for these days?
Absolutely. You know, we've seen post-COVID really and truly an increase of, I would say, high turnover for key roles
okay.
in internal audit, in the accounting department, even all the way up to the C-suite.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, when you have a lot of turnover, that creates a lot of opportunity for folks to be able to kind of get away with certain things,
mm-hmm.
take advantage of a lack of oversight. We've also seen an overall softening of oversight, I'll be really honest with you.
Interesting. In a time where it needs to go the other way,
yeah,
you
yeah.
think?
I think people are exhausted.
Yeah,
so there's
yeah,
been a
yeah.
softening of oversight and therefore a lot of folks taking advantage
mm-hmm.
of that softening. And just in general, there's been overall just bad behavior. I mean, it's a little bit interesting.
Bad behavior.
You know, when I say bad behavior, I mean, we've got folks that have been willing to do a lot more than I would say they were doing pre-COVID. It's kind of like you see like when these artists go on like stage now and folks have been throwing things at them.
Yeah.
I feel like we've forgotten how to act in public.
I see what you're saying about bad behavior.
It's kind
yeah.
of that's been
mm-hmm.
transitioning,
okay.
I think, into people's work life
mm-hmm.
where they're just ready to just do certain things that I don't think they would have done maybe 3 or 4 years
yeah,
back.
Yeah.
So therefore there needs to be a definite increase in oversight,
mm-hmm.
a definite a real gusto around understanding where your infrastructure is
mm-hmm.
From an internal control perspective and making sure that you know those soft points and you're strengthening
yeah,
them.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta get a handle on all this bad behavior that's going on.
Yeah, a lot of bad behavior.
What has happened post COVID? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Going on.
So share with me what can credit unions do in this case and to step up in this area? Because it sounds like when you said things are softening when they
yeah.
should be, I guess, hardening.
Hardening, yeah. So the first thing I would say is to really get a good understanding of where you stand. Fraud risk assessments, getting a third party to come and take a look is a really good place to start because it's very difficult to look yourself in the mirror and to point out all your weaknesses. Maybe it's not for some people, but the average person is going to be a lot kinder to themselves, right? Sometimes you need a third party to come, take an objective look at your infrastructure, and give you some real good best practices on
mm-hmm.
how to strengthen confident going forward. I always really advocate folks take the proactive approach.
Please do.
Versus waiting for a forensic event to take place and then now we're moving toward investigation. So that would be kind of the best tips I would say. I would say definitely take a good stern look at your infrastructure and then follow the advice that's given, right? We in a lot of my investigations, I provide a lot of recommendations. I don't know that, you know, you should take all of them. Of course, you have to take things in phases. But I really encourage folks to do their best to try to implement the recommendations that are given. It'll just really put you in a better position to know sooner than later if you are in a forensic event.
So you say you go out and you investigate. Now, your job must be an adventure.
Oh, it is.
What have you seen that will make our heads spin around? If you can share. I mean, I know a lot of this stuff is probably top secret there's privacy stuff and things like that. But so, there's something you could share that'd be kind of cool.
So I think one of the things that I think people... my father used to say, everywhere you go, there you are. And so typically, if you are investigating an organization and you see that there's been some really bad behavior, it's largely not a singular person.
Okay.
It's typically either tone at the top or the culture or the environment.
Okay.
Especially if it's a long-term one. So what I've found, like when I just finished one investigation, we were told to investigate a C-suite
gentleman. Sorry. We got you.
And it was initially just for something small, petty cash. And they thought it was going to be roughly $5,000 to $10,000. When we were done with our investigation, it was upwards of $1.4 million.
Oh my gosh!
And so, and the board literally, their mouth dropped. And
Like, mine just
how
did too.
You, and I'm like, well, because what I think people fail to understand is if you have created a culture where folks are scared, where folks are not going to push back, you've already done half of the work right there, right? Because now if you decide you're going to put everything on your corporate credit card, CFO is definitely going to pay it because they don't want to deal with being yelled at. If you're going to go on trips that are definitely, you know, not business trips, but everybody knows about it, no one's going to report it. If you're going to roll in your car subsidy and then roll in your mortgage into, and create a fictitious vendor, no one's going to push back. So these are the things that when I say we're seeing a lot of bad, like folks doing things that I really didn't see pre-COVID. Not to this extent. We have really lost our minds. That's what I'm going to say. That people have lost their minds.
I think so. But a lot of this stuff is blowing your mind as well.
It does blow my mind because I don't ever go in there expecting to see certain things, but I know where to look. And I'm like, okay, well, look there. Of course, you know, likely won't be the case. But what it starts with is the tone is the precursor to the impact, is what I'll say. So if the tone, if the behavior, if the culture is one where there is a real silencing of any opposition, that's where the opportunity is created.
Gosh, yeah, and we talk about culture in so many different ways, and this is the first time I've heard culture used in this kind of reference, so, oh my gosh.
There's a real financial impact.
I could see why. All right, last question for you.
Yes, of course.
I'm getting you warmed up for your show.
I'm excited. All right,
hey, what's the big takeaway you want the audience to leave with today? What do you want them to take back to their credit unions on Monday morning, so to speak?
I want them to feel energized. I want them to feel invigorated, and I want them to not play ostrich. That's the big takeaway. To be really honest, you would really rather me be in there proactively, because once we get into an investigation, it can go.
It's almost too late at that time, right?
It can be. Yeah. I mean, from just a loss perspective,
right.
And you know, then there's a lot of real work that has to be done to try to get yourself back to a place where you feel like you have trust. I don't think people realize how much it hurts. You know, also leadership, you know, because you can't believe it. Typically, it's a very trusted employee or employees. So there's a real hurt there, you know, because you trusted folks. This is what that trust got you. So it really is better to put yourself in a position where you know sooner than later and you're able to get in there, do the work that needs to be done, potentially uproot anybody who you feel like is not in compliance. And it puts you just in a better position from a cultural perspective and from a financial perspective.
Who wants to work in an environment like that? Gosh. don't know. We'll leave that on the side. Sorry about that. All right, Fola, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final thoughts?
No. I mean, I'm super excited here. So thank you for grabbing me over here to have a quick chat. If anybody has any questions, forensic needs, any kind of just even just a, you know, I was thinking, do you think this could, this falls into it? I'd rather you reach out than not.
Mm-hmm. That falls in line with the proactive stuff,
yes,
for sure.
Proactive.
All right, Fola, I'm going to let you go over there and keep preparing. Not
yes.
that you need it, but
yes.
I'm going to be really excited to check out your session as well. So thank you very much for your
thank
time.
Thank you for having
Appreciate
me.
Appreciate it. You are welcome.
So good to meet you.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike Devere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.